TransLink has issued an update regarding the pile driving work and upgrades to the Westham Island Bridge. In an update posted to its website on Wednesday, January 25, TransLink says daytime vehicle impacts as a result of necessary bridge closures will occur until February 3. To expedite and simplify the previous closure schedule, a fixed schedule has now been implemented and is as follows. On weekdays, the bridge will be closed between 9:30 a.m. and 2 p.m. This means that there will be fixed openings 7 to 9:30 a.m., 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., after 5:30 p.m. On weekends, the bridge will remain open to all traffic. Please email westham.island.bridge@translink.ca if you have any questions or would like to receive the most up-to-date bridge closure schedules. From February 3 onward, most of the construction work will take place during the day with no bridge closures. Removal of the slew bearing will require the bridge to be jacked. Jacking operations, whenever required, will be performed overnight and will require overnight closures. The bridge can reopen to traffic once it has been lifted and placed on the temporary supports. On-site digital signage will provide notice of these overnight closures. Gusset replacement will also require night closures and are expected to take place mid-February. Bridge traffic weight restrictions must be reduced from 50 to 40 tons for safety reasons while the swing span is being supported by temporary piles. This includes work to remove and replace the slew bearing and the floor beams and is estimated to take 10 weeks, anticipated from mid-February to early May. As always, an emergency plan is in place at all times throughout construction to ensure emergency response can be provided. Pedestrians and cyclists will also be permitted to cross when safe and may be escorted by work crew for safety purposes. Those who would also like to be part of the Westham Island Bridge Update stakeholder list can send an email to westham.island.bridge@translink.ca to receive updates about the bridge.